Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. So Claudius now knows that in order to keep what he has, he must go further into sin. In that sense, he becomes rather like Macbeth. He is in so far in blood that to keep what he has to go further. He's going to go from murdering his brother to now murdering his nephew. And if necessary, he'll go on murdering in order to keep what he has. He cannot surrender what he's gained, so he'll sacrifice Hamlet in order to keep his secret safe. Hamlet is now an exile. He's on the way out of Denmark. Another accidental meeting changes the course of his thinking. He comes upon an army led by Fortinbras, who we learned earlier in the play was Denmark's enemy. And Denmark did a deal. Claudius did a political deal to make sure Fortinbras wouldn't attack Denmark. So he went off to attack somewhere else in Poland, a little tiny province, a really little tiny small province. But Fortinbras is going to attack it. Fortinbras is a prince like Hamlet, but a prince with a very different character. Hamlet meets the captain of the army.
Good sir, whose powers are these?
They are of Norway, sir.
How purpose, sir, I pray you?
Against some part of Poland.
Who commands them, sir?
The nephews to old Hamlet, Fortinbras.
Goes it against the main of Poland, sir, or for some frontier?
Truly to speak, and with no addition, we go to gain a little patch of ground that hath in it no profit but the name.
Why, then the Polack will never defend it.
Yes, it is already garrisoned. God be with you, sir.
So here is Hamlet coming up against a prince who will fight for a little patch of ground that hath in it no profit but the name. That very idea prompts the last of the great soliloquies. Hamlet will speak to us of purpose, of determination. It's a fascinating prospect. And that's what armies do. That's what princes do. They will fight on principle for something so small that it hardly seems worth the effort. Back in the 1970s, a whole war was fought between two great countries over a tiny set of islands in the South Atlantic that produced nothing but sheep. But yet two great armadas went to fight to determine who should own it. It's been going on throughout all history. Fortinbras is, one might say, a prince of determination. But it does prompt these thoughts from Hamlet.
How all occasions do inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man, if his chief good and market of his time be but to sleep and feed? A beast, no more.
So here we are, looking at man again. What is a man if the only thing he does is just to sleep and feed? What is he worth? He's no more than just an animal.
Now, whether it be bestial oblivion or some craven scruple of thinking too precisely on the event, a thought which, quartered, hath but one part wisdom and ever three parts coward, I do not know why yet I live to say, this thing's to do, since I have cause and will and strength and means to do it.
And again, he's harking back to another thought that he'd had earlier. Thinking too precisely on an event, working out the details of should I do it, shouldn't I do it, is actually only one part thought and three parts coward. The reason we don't do things usually are not because we've thought it through, but because we're afraid of doing it. And here he's being very, very honest about himself. But then he goes on to look at his situation.
How stand I, then, that have a father killed, a mother stained, excitements of my reason and my blood, and let all sleep?
Now, let's be clear about what he's saying. It's not that I have a father killed. He's saying I have a father who has been killed. That one always catches many people.
While, to my shame, I see the imminent death of 20,000 men that, for a fantasy and trick of fame, go to their graves like beds, fight for a plot wherein the numbers cannot try the cause, which is not tomb enough and continent to hide the slain? Oh, from this time forth, my thoughts be bloody or nothing worth.
And again, he puts that same point. It's Shakespeare wanting to hammer that point home quite clearly. Here are 20,000 men who will go to fight for a little patch of ground that won't be big enough to bury the dead that are left over. If you think about the kind of battles we're talking about, if you think about films you might have seen, you know, like Braveheart, with all those battles of people hurling at one another, man to man, hand to hand contact, hacking and slashing and killing one another. And for what? For a little bit of ground that they're going to be buried on. That's the kind of determination that kings need in order to rule. That's the kind of determination that Hamlet needs if he's going to get his revenge, that nothing must matter but his purpose. And he's learned that lesson from Fortinbras. He is questioning his own resolve and his purpose, and he asks himself, why can he not be just like those men who will die for nothing? Why, when he has such great purpose himself, can he not do the same? And thank you there to Glenn Stevenson and to Stephen Doyle for reading that extract.
To inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man if his chief good and market of his time be but to sleep and feed? A beast, no more. Sure, he that made us with such large discourse, looking before and after, gave us not that capability and godlike reason to fust in us anew. Now, whether it be bestial oblivion, or some craven scruple of thinking too precisely on the event, a thought which quartered hath but one part wisdom and ever three parts coward, I do not know. Why yet I live to say this thing's to do, sith I have cause and will and strength and means to do't. Examples gross as earth exhort me. Witness this army of such mass and charge, led by a delicate and tender prince, whose spirit with divine ambition puffed, makes mouths at the invisible event, exposing what is mortal and unsure to all that fortune, death, and danger dare, even for an eggshell. Rightly, to be great is not to stir without great argument, but greatly to find quarrel in a straw when honor's at the stake. How stand I then that have a father killed, a mother stained, excitements of my reason and my blood, and let all sleep, whilst my shame I see the imminent death of 20,000 men that for a fantasy and trick of fame go to their graves like beds? Fight for a plot whereon the numbers cannot try the cause, which is not tomb enough and continent to hide the slain. From this time forth, my thoughts be bloody or be nothing worth.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.